The United States gave a blunt warning to North Korea today.
Let me be very clear. The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table.
That's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking in Seoul, South Korea. He went on to make clear what the U.S. expected of the North.
North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and other weapons of mass destruction.
It wasn't quite an ultimatum, but Tillerson made it clear the U.S. is ready for military action, possibly even preemptive action. Isaac Stonefish is a journalist and senior fellow at the Asia Society. Isaac, are we really talking about the U.S. considering military action against North Korea?
Certainly seems like they're trying to make the point that that option is on the table. And if they did decide for a military strike, there's ways that the United States could do that without provoking a response that's tantamount to a declaration of war from North Korea.
And what kind of attack would that look like?
So they could do something where they very symbolically take out a particular North Korean military site that's not that important, but sends a strong message. Or if they really wanted to send a very important symbolic message, they could, for example, bomb a statue of Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of the current leader, Kim Jong-un, and a beloved former president of North Korea. There's thousands of those statues around North Korea. Or they could also bomb a villa that Kim Jong-un is not in, but just a way of showing displeasure with what the North Koreans are doing.
But couldn't the North then retaliate and take it out on South Korea, which could then just escalate things into the stratosphere?
They certainly could, but North Korea really doesn't want to provoke war. The best description I've heard for North Korea's negotiating tactics is, picture a robber who walks up to you, points a gun at his own head, and says, "Stop or I'll shoot." The most painful thing that North Korea can do to the rest of the world, and especially to China, is to collapse, because that would be a massive crisis for the countries in the region, and China would have to be taking the brunt of that. So what North Korea loves to do is take things to right below the boiling point. So they, if something like that, if the U.S. did a aggressive military action like that, that was a notch down from a declaration of war, North Korea would try to meet the distance between what a declaration is and where they are. So, for example, like they did several years ago, they could shell a South Korean island. They could launch a ballistic missile closer to the United States, but far enough away that the United States would realize that it's not going to hit or not aimed for continental United States or Alaska.
It all sounds like a very high-stakes game to be playing these days in terms of this new U.S. More aggressive approach to North Korea. I mean, do you think that something could go wrong and we could really find ourselves in a military mess in Korea?
Yes, that is certainly possible. I think it's quite unlikely, and I think that's luckily not in any of the country's interests, but we're talking very difficult calculations here, and it's certainly possible that Pyongyang miscalculates or the United States miscalculates, and we find ourselves in a situation that's very difficult to de-escalate.
Isaac Stonefish, journalist and senior fellow at the Asia Society. Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you, Carol.